What you just heard was the sound of a dripping faucet during a snowstorm back in early January. Many Tyler residents are now concerned for more possible extreme weather coming this year. The storm caused power outages, road closures, and school cancellations. Temperatures dropped below freezing for several days. The storm forced Tyler residents to adapt to the freezing cold. Barton Heasel shared his experiences with having frozen faucets at his home.
I turned on my faucets to let them, drip a little bit, that way they didn't freeze up. I however forgot to do the other side of the house, so I had a couple faucets that froze up. Pipes didn't burst, so we're all good.
Despite the cold hardships brought on Heasel, he believes weather is something people should embrace while remaining vigilant.
Absolutely not. I don't worry about the weather. As a matter of fact, I've done some storm chasing. So I absolutely enjoy inclement weather. I think it's an amazing thing. It's something that is nature's beauty, and it's something that's, a rite of passage for human beings. We have bad weather, and it's an amazing thing, and we should love it, deal with it, and hopefully mitigate the consequences that it might happen by being safe and doing the right things, but I don't worry about it. You need to prepare for everything. It's just part of life. I mean, most people have an emergency kit for like when the lights go out. They've got candles or a flashlight or something, right? Or they've got a case of water that they keep off to the side in case something happens. So they've got clean water to drink or whatever the case is. It's something that everybody should do is have a plan, know what to expect, and prepare for.
Brendan Shen says predicting the weather is impossible.
Weather, trying to predict the weather is probably man's greatest folly, especially with the changing climate. Now that things are obviously changing in the climate around us, winters may have been a thing of the past. They may be really brief and really intense, and then we'll have, a very early spring followed by another hot and brutal, miserable summer. Seems to be the going pattern here, but good luck actually trying to predict it.
The heat wave of 2011 is reported to be one of the most deadly weather events in Texas history. Heat waves are known to cause water shortages and harm to agriculture. Shannis says heat and drought are something he is the most worried about this year.
Extreme drought. I find that probably to be the most likely of an extreme weather event. Not too worried about things like maybe hurricanes affecting as much, since they'll generally calm down by the time we get here and may bring us some much needed rain. But as far as extreme weather events, extreme heat, and drought would probably be my biggest concern going forward this year.
Shannis says the only thing people can do to prepare for this kind of weather is to conserve water.
Who can? Who can prepare for it? Use maybe a little less water in the summertime is about all you can do, is just try to conserve what you can.
For more information about the upcoming weather, tune for the local weather reports. Reporting from the University of Texas at Tyler, I'm Andrew Staples.